This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a hot little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Even before lockdowns, young people were having less sex. A recent study found that less drinking and more video games were leading to less casual sex among 18 to 23-year-olds between 2007 to 2017. Plus, more young adults are living at home with their parents. As your elder, may I suggest that as soon as you're vaxxed and waxed, get off your ass and get some!
Arizona has passed new sex education rules that would require parents to sign off on their children learning about LGBTQIA+ issues. It requires the school governing board to develop procedures by which parents will be notified in advance and given the opportunity to opt their children into any instruction regarding sexuality, gender identity, or gender expression, according to the text of the bill. Schools also can't teach students about AIDS or HIV without the consent of the parents. Resisting the urge to get on a soapbox here, but this is a failure to separate church and state. This is religious homophobia in schools. And hey, Arizona, teaching kids about homosexuality doesn't turn them gay. Denying them inclusive education and HIV awareness actually just puts them in greater danger. God help us all.
A man out of Austin, Texas, is making character fleshlights. Over the last year, he's made more than a dozen, including a Mrs. Incredible stuck stepmom with spandex panty action, and the Shriek Slughole ear, including a vest for extra grip and earwax candle, and the Cinderella Ugly Stepsister glass slip-a foot job fleshlight with chubby toes protruding from the business end. This makes me want to play dress-up with my vibrators.
A German police bomb squad was called to investigate a suspected hand grenade in a Bavarian forest. It was later revealed that the object in question was a rubber sex toy. The discovery of forgotten or hidden ammunition is a regular occurrence in Germany more than 75 years after the end of World War II. After a jogger spotted a bag and called it in, the bomb squad arrived and inspected the contents of the bag. They determined it was a rubber grenade replica. The condoms and lubricant in the bag helped point to the device's intended use. They usually do. So today's topic.
That was a tough sex news for us, you guys. Hopefully what you're listening to is a beautiful edited version. Shout out to our amazing engineer Ferris, who has to put up with our bullshit.
Yes. Oh boy.
The topic of today, speaking of jobs,
speaking of things I typically stumble through and then push to the side.
Speaking of things I don't know what I'm doing. Help me.
Do you really feel like you don't know what you're doing in a hand job?
No. I feel fine about them, but I'm always like, is it that exciting, you know?
Yeah. I think anyone without a penis generally feels this way.
Right.
Like, you know, I think we all share a sentiment of like, well, why do with my hands what my mouth can do better?
Or
any orifice can do better.
Right.
I will say, it was almost a like point of pride that I was like, I've never given a hand job to completion. I won't give a hand job. I will touch your dick, but like
no,
my mouth is also going to be involved.
It's right.
an amuse-bouche, if anything, or it's right. just like involved in like keeping you hard in the midst of sex mm-hmm. acts, et cetera, et cetera. But I gave a handjob to completion this
recently,
year.
Recently. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's my question. Have you ever just done a handjob, like started with a handjob, ended with a handjob? You know what I mean? Like nothing else happened. Like kissing, sure. But it's like, well, I'm just going to jerk you off and then we'll go on our merry ways.
Oh, I see. Like just totally you know what I mean? Isolated incident. I mean, yes. the circumstance of this completed handjob uh-huh. was like a night of many sex sessions. So it was
sure.
We had already, I think, had sex like twice.
Uh-huh.
And then the handjob actually just came out of like fun and curiosity and like, oh,
it was
do
a
this.
Palate cleanser.
It was a palate cleanser. I do think it's the like last thing we did before we went to bed. But it like started as like an experiment in like, oh, this is fun. And like, oh, that's interesting. And you like that. And it was fascinating because this particular handjob went against everything I know about yeah. handjobs. Meaning
oh,
like
sure.
very light. And I don't mean like just in that it went to completion. And I was like, it's a standalone event.
Yeah.
It like the actual action of what this person wanted and mm-hmm. the like what was fun to them was totally different than what I expect from a handjob. Like, for
right.
example, we're told like women are instinctively too gentle and like use more pressure and you really want to like grip the cock,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And in this case, it was actually about like really light, I wouldn't even call it pressure. Like
yeah.
I wasn't consistently holding his cock. I was like passing by, you
oh,
know,
sure.
like it was, I was like he specifically coached me and I was lying next to him. So it was also a really specific angle that really fucked with my carpal tunnel and was genuinely uh-huh. difficult to pull off. And I had to yeah. like switch hands, but it was like
imagine
a very light
a lot
touch,
to
like whoops, whoops, whoops. Oh, we're getting you like
yeah.
almost as if by I'm just
it's
passing
slipping
through
out of your,
oh, here.
Whoop,
yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop. Slipping yeah. out of hands.
And no lube. Fascinating.
Oh, weird. That's weird.
I know.
To me.
It just, like I said, it just like started as an experiment. It was like, oh, that's really fun. So I almost think it was because there was no lube
yeah.
that this lighter pressure thing just became like
working.
An exciting, different exercise.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then I got him to come on his chest, which was weirdly satisfying
because oh,
I'm
yeah.
used to the reverse, you know? And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, come on your tits, babe.
Yeah. How's that feel? yeah, I mean, I find them to be truly fascinating because, you know, I mean, just like vulva is like every cock is different, you know? The mm-hmm. owner likes, you know, what they like, and it's not going to be the same across the board. I mean, I've had people, you know, partners who are like, really just squeeze the head, you know, like just wrench it. And then I've had people be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like, I don't know. One guy told me that's what you did.
Yes.
I've had people be like, you know, like the twisting, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that.
The twist is kind of my go-to move, uh-huh. especially like while incorporated with blowjob. That has become
sure.
my like favorite thing.
The double-handed twisting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or
the mouth
double-handed,
in one hand.
Right. The double-handed pulling towards you, you know.
This
I love
is
that
important.
Move.
This is important, and we're getting into research now because what I did to prepare for this episode was find the
right.
worst tips from Cosmo just as a fun throwback to our teenage years.
Right.
Okay. I'll just get a couple highlights.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'd like to couch these by saying that, like anything you do to a dick that's fun and you're interested in that's playful and sexy, like,
yeah,
people are going to be into. But the
you're
thing that
have
I have to disparage about the nature of the Cosmo suggestion is they love to like codify and be like, this is the move. It's such a cool move.
Yeah.
It's going to drive them crazy. They name them. They gave them like names in this
of
article.
Course.
And I was like, that's how
of
you
course.
Mislead someone. Because the more I try to make like a codified move with a dick,
yeah.
like
yeah, yeah.
the weirder and more performative
right.
it is.
Just
and
mess
therefore
around.
Like the biggest chance of failure it has because you're like, I'm taking a big swing.
Exactly.
I have an ice cube in my mouth. And it's like, you
go
don't
with your
need
gut,
ice cube.
You know?
Yeah.
Follow your instincts.
So here's a couple like that I'm so by couching it that way, I'm saying that like these aren't necessarily all bad. Like they could certainly work in some
sure.
capacity. But what I want to get
right.
away from is the like trying to nail exactly the way they describe it because I think
right.
that's where folks are going to go awry. So
right.
first we have the piano player. Using your fingertips, tap up and down along the underneath side of his shaft as though you were playing the piano. This sensation will deeply stimulate his nerve endings and increase blood flow to his penis. Okay, so I'm going to, here's the interpretation, like on the good side,
right?
Like on the, yes, do this. Sure. Right. Explore, like tap your fingers a little on his cock while you're like playing around and like leading up to the main event.
Well, the frenulum literally is just over there. Yeah.
Yes. You if you literally hold a cock and you're like, dee doo dee doo dee doo
right.
dee doo
yeah, like, no. That's not the move.
It's not the move.
That's not the move. Yeah, I mean, there's just some strange. I mean, also in preparation for this episode, I learned a lot about the anatomy of the penis.
I caught that when you said frenulum. I was like that? Goddamn, girl, what are you doing?
I mean, I know about the frenulum, which is the underside of the glands, which is the head.
Okay.
The glands is the head. And then the glands is where the head and the shaft meet on the underside.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, on the bottom, if you were looking at it from POV.
Wait, I'm your POV with it.
Yeah, right. Like if
I'm giving it a hand job or a blow job?
No, if I'm looking down at my own penis,
okay.
The frenulum is underneath.
Right.
It's on the underside. Yeah. Glands, head meets the shaft.
And right. Then, which is a very sensitive area, I find.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is. Also, we have the scrotum, which is the sac where the testes live.
Mm-hmm.
And then
where
just,
the testes live.
That's where they live.
It's their house.
And then that's, you know, where around the base is the root of the penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have a very sensitive area, which is between the scrotum and the anus, which is the perineum.
Mm-hmm.
Very pleasurable.
Tell me what that taint do.
Well, I guess, you know, if you stimulate it, it can be extremely satisfying because there is more penis than what meets the eye.
There is more penis than what meets the eye.
There's
so,
a
yeah,
lot
listen,
more.
Listen, growers, not showers, when you're feeling down on your cock. And you're buying into the toxic masculinity of America that tells you you need a bigger cock. Just know
there's a lot
more penis than meets the eye. And you can tell you can take that all the way to the bank. Yeah.
There's a lot more going on. Just like, you know, the clitoral network.
Yes.
You know, it's actually like massive and goes inward. Same thing with like the erectile tissue and all of the vasculature of the penis.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so I have a couple more bad Cosmo tips.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I just really wanted to.
Well, this is great because we can incorporate it into the
science glasses on. That's what this move is.
Yes. We can now incorporate the tips into the anatomy lesson.
Ooh,
and we can
great,
see
great,
if they
great.
Check out.
Okay. Dr. So, Rachel's listening.
We have the A-OK. Make the OK sign. I'm going to make you spit out your coffee. Make the OK sign around his penis with your thumb and forefinger touching. Move your fingers along his shaft so that he only feels these two fingers against his skin.
Okay. A-OK. A-OK.
Yeah, it's an A-OK tip. I would say, like, I could see it being stimulating, but it is a weird thing. It's also, isn't this like sign language for asshole? Or something like
sure,
that.
Not sure, but it also makes me think of that thing where it's like, you know, if people look at it,
yeah,
they get to hit them
like
in the nuts.
You have to like, give them a hand job with the A-OK and then make
and
them
then
like down
it.
A Zima. What is it? It's a Smirnoff Ice? What's the
oh,
thing
I don't
you
know.
Ice?
Oh, it's
yeah,
like an,
isn't it that you ice someone? Oh, those are just different things. And
those
I just
are different things. They're just bullying.
Yeah. This just is just different kinds of
tricks.
Bullying.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, isn't that when you do this? I just associated
with. I can't remember
with.
What it's called, but it's like when you see this sign, this hand sign of like the A-OK and it's like down somewhere and like someone looks at it, then you're like, gotcha. And you get to tap them in the dick. Or give them a hand job.
Yeah, and isn't the advanced form of it, you like get them to look at it and your dick is involved? Like, didn't somebody pull that
maybe,
off?
Yeah,
where it's
maybe.
Like, oh, I made you look at my dick and at this thing.
Right. Just some potent homoeroticism. Just.
Yeah. Those poor straight guys got to put it somewhere. You know?
I know.
Just trying
them.
To be so straight. Okay.
Bless
also,
them.
We have. This is quick, but I just want to clock this. They call this the sausage wrap, the classic, just like. They called it the sausage wrap. And then they were like, the reverse sausage wrap is this. And I was like, no, baby, that's called the Western grip.
That's called the Western grip.
We all know
we
what
all
that
know.
Is. Because reverse sausage wrap, like,
sounds
that's not a thing.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yes.
That
it
sounds
like
truly disgusting.
You just like took off like the skin of a sausage.
The sausage. And,
that little,
and then
like,
you're putting it back on.
Thing is, like, dangling. Yeah. Just like raw meat
oh,
just
yuck.
Spilling out. We also have the bottle cap. The tip of his penis is the most sensitive part because that's where his nerve endings are most concentrated. Give it special attention.
Glands.
By twisting your hand back and forth over the tip like you were trying to unscrew a bottle cap.
No.
So yes, again, good version. I'm on board with like wrap your hand around the head of
stimulate.
His cock and stimulate, slide that around that sensitive area. Do not fucking twist a cock like you're opening a bottle of beer.
Right. That takes some effort and strength.
That will terrify someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Also important to note that depending on whether or not the person is circumcised, the glands will be either more sensitive or less sensitive.
Correct.
Interesting to note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. There are so many articles out there about tips and tricks for a hand job.
They all have the same title.
Right. Literally.
How to be good at mind-blowing hand job. Yeah.
How to be good at hand jazz.
Yeah.
Or you could just go to masterclass.com because maybe they've got an article about it.
With Emily Morse teaching a course on hand jobs, which I'm almost proud of them for including.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
At the same time, it's strange to see that and then scroll down and have them be like, learn from the best. And it's like Aaron Sorkin looking at you on a page about hand jobs. I was like, I don't know.
I loved it. I was like, this is the world I want to see, you know?
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin and hand jobs.
Yeah.
Not together, though, please.
Wait, so have you ever given a hand job to completion or are they always just incorporated in other sex acts?
They're
with
always
you?
Incorporated with other sex acts.
I was like you once.
Yes. Well, I'm really
only
a
takes
fan
one.
Of, I like, I mean... You can quote me on this. I like to give head. So if there's
okay,
a dick
Samantha.
Out, there's a dick out, you know, I'm like, what that mouth do?
Yeah. It's your own mouth, so you know.
Yeah, I do know. And soon they will too. Just you wait. It's hard for me. I mean, I definitely, I feel like the only times, the only times I'm giving a hand job is when it's like, it's usually like a 69 scenario. And it's like I can't focus. So I'm
interesting.
I'm giving a hand job because I'm receiving,
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, also my hands are always involved when I'm blowing someone. So
I like how you hesitated to say blowing as if you hadn't just seduced your mic with your enjoyment of head. You're just choosing the best word.
Exactly.
You're
wanted
to go with blowing. Yeah.
I was going to say sucking. <You know? laughs> Or I'm sucking someone. When I'm blowing them. Sounds so nice.
Yeah,
my hands are always involved, but I've never done anything to completion or even we're starting nope, this is all we're going to do. I'm just going to jerk you off and that's it. I do have very early memories though. One of the first times I ever touched a penis was basically a hand job. But then I didn't, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
You just stopped.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like, well, it's
it was
a nice
taste. It was at a sleepover and I was like, okay, now what?
You were at a co-ed sleepover and you gave a hand job?
Yeah, totally.
See, this is why my children, I'm not having kids.
Yeah, for sure I did. 100%. Oh, it was someone's birthday party. And I was like, okay, I guess I don't know. It wasn't even someone that I it wasn't even a guy that I liked,
It was kind of one of those sad obligation stories.
Right. Where you're like, I guess we're doing this, we're both kind of stuck. They made us be stuck in a closet together,
This is this story keeps getting more and more.
We'll pivot.
Abuse adjacent.
We're going to pivot.
I don't like it. Yeah, okay.
We'll totally pivot.
Well, listen, in that case, I'm glad. If you didn't like the person and you were just forced into it, I'm glad you were fuck it.
Right.
You get a taste.
It wasn't I didn't like. It was just he wasn't my crush, Mm-hmm. He was just a guy friend. And it was late at night. And we were talking about I don't know. It was probably we talked about dicks and stuff all day or because we were horny teenagers.
Yeah.
And then it was in my head, it's an episode of Pen 15. It's not dark and terrible. It's a weird moment where you're okay, I'm touching
you're
a
like,
penis
I'm doing this
over,
now.
Over clothes, over sweatpants, basketball shorts,
It was over basketball shorts.
Yeah. 100%.
Basketball shorts, you're either into or you're not. And in this story, I don't want them. I feel like I can smell them just thinking about it.
An over the clothes, over the pants hand job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, we live and we learn and we grow as humans. Mm-hmm. You know, there it was a memorable moment. I learned about, that was my first foray into the anatomy of the penis. It was formative.
Yeah.
But anyways, you want to hear some
anyways,
stats?
Yes. Whipping right along.
Whipping right along. Okay, so basically, oh, important to note, a hand job could be foreplay or just non-penetrative sex. We should mention that. You know, it could lead to other things, but it could also just be like a way to not have penetrative sex. Because sometimes, you know,
or just be an alternative sex act. Like, right. It's a sex act.
You know, just a friendly reminder that like penetration doesn't always need to be on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are searching for hand jobs in porn, it's going to be, women, first and foremost, and specifically over the age of 65.
Whoa.
Are 143% more into seeing handjob videos.
That is a surprise.
I know.
I genuinely thought
it'd be, yeah,
it would be like 18 to 25 year olds. Like I was picturing girls just like going to find out how to do this.
My theory, okay? People like us who have been like, wow, I've never really given a handjob to completion.
Getting into the game late, being like, I guess.
They're like, huh.
I'm tired. My knees are kind of sore tonight. Right. Like, maybe I should investigate this handjob thing.
Right. I never really
gave it. See if that might be.
Yeah, I never gave it the time of day beforehand, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's something about him, right, that feels pretty, like, juvenile, you know? It feels, like, pretty young.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't forget him. Don't forget about them. Mm-hmm. They're still out there.
Yeah.
And use lube.
Yeah.
Guys, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what? Just thinking to mention this.
Yes.
But for years, I feel like my struggle or like fascination was like when I'm stroking a cock with my hands.
Yes.
Am I moving the skin or am I like not moving the skin? And that was a struggle. I mean, you're certainly not moving the skin if you're not using lube.
Right.
Wait, I said that weird. You're not. Yes. You're not like. Dry rubbing down.
Like, you're not jerking the skin back.
Yes.
In, like, that sounds, yeah, yeah.
No, you're not, I know exactly well, you're not what like you're scraping across the skin dry.
Yeah, yeah.
You're generally like moving the skin a little, or you have enough lube that you can actually slide up a dummy cock. So I'm just answering that for anybody who was like, no, wait a minute. What
but
am I aiming
that's
for
important
here?
Important to know because like no one was telling me that like when I was younger. Like I was given a dry hand job like over basketball shorts. Like, I was like, is this it? I don't know.
Like, I mean, a dry hand job over basketball shorts is really funny too. Are you, I mean, I got to go back to this. Even though it's traumatic for you. Are you like actually holding the cock like upright and just like the basketball shorts are wrapped around it and you're just giving a hand job as you would?
Yes.
So it's not like the package is tucked in and you're just generally caressing.
Like,
you're like
it's
giving
like fully
a,
out. Like it's like clothed. You
it's a clothed
I mean?
Standing penis is what I'm getting at.
Erect. Wow. Yeah.
I guess I applaud your effort, you know, like your commitment.
You know, a gal's got to learn somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I wasn't going to go into high school without knowing a thing or two about a penis, you know?
This was last year of middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you got to get it in. You got to get something.
I was like,
something to talk
wow,
about freshman year.
You know?
Set you apart from the crowd.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't be all talk and no, you know, nothing to back
and
up.
And no basketball shorts hand job.
Yeah.
Should we do the showdown?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I'll start.
Okay.
Awesome hand job from my roommate girl.
Roommate girl.
Uh-huh.
That's what I called you. My roommate girl.
That's my roommate girl. That's my roommate girl. Also hand job.
Hand job.
Oh, I had a job.
I once.
And then I lost it. Then I got a new job.
Never again.
I'm very lucky.
It doesn't always happen.
It really doesn't often work out like that. So I'm very grateful.
Okay.
We took a turn there. You go.
This naked woman knows how to do best hand job. All caps. This naked woman knows how to do best hand job.
What a gift. And she's naked. Best hand job. And she just happens to be naked already.
A win-win.
Like, win-win, you know? Twofer.
Yeah.
Stepsister gets caught masturbating and has to give a hand job. Big cum shot. She just has to, you know?
Why? Well, I know why. we know why.
We've discussed why. Yeah.
We know. Okay. This one's funny. Wow. She give me a morning wet surprise.
Wow. Did she?
I don't know why it makes me laugh, but it makes me laugh.
It's right. It's right that
she
it does.
She give me a morning wet surprise.
I love she do that. I love she give me a morning wet surprise. I love it. All right, I got one for you. Young esthetician student, enjoy her job. Perfect moment.
Oh, perfect moment.
Capitalism would have us believe.
Yeah.
Like, I watched this because I was like, what is this? It's just a weird, it's a very weird. So she's like wearing a mask. It's a fairly recent video.
Sure.
We have spa music playing.
Of course.
It's just a decapitated male body. Not actually decapitated. We don't see his head.
Dark. Really
He's
dark.
He's just sprawled out naked. For some reason, she shaves his genitalia. It's like already shaved, but she like shaves it again. I was like, who goes to a spa for this? And then she gives him a hand job with gloves on. And I was like, there's nothing in this to tell me that this quote unquote esthetician
I know.
Oh, enjoys her job or that this is a perfect moment in any way.
Right. I hate it.
But I had to check.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, this buys into a lot of dumb stereotypes and blah, 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 servitude. Yeah. I don't like it. You go.
Hot wife make intense hand job till absolutely empty balls. Absolutely.
As the word fell apart, you put the accent on.
Yeah, well, you had to. Hot wife make intense hand job till absolutely empty balls.
Till absolutely empty balls.
Period. There's a period involved, too.
Yeah.
Love it when there's punctuation included in a porn title.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah.
Never enough exclamation points for me.
You know how I feel about an exclamation point.
You love it. You love
it. I add them too much, probably, some might say. But I just want everyone to know that I'm happy.
You're excited to be talking to them.
Yeah.
Which is what a porn title wants to communicate. We're just excited to be here, you know?
Please believe us.
I have one last title.
Okay, great.
This one feels like it wants to have an exclamation point, but it doesn't.
Okay. Oh,
extreme fast speed hand job, 15 seconds to the explosion.
15 seconds?
Yeah.
Damn, impressive.
Yeah. I didn't actually look at this. I was like, is this literally a 15-second video?
Right, right. But I bet it's not from like, what would be really impressive if it was like, you know, starting from scratch. If we're like,
that's what I'm like, is it?
If we're watching it.
Like, has anyone ever, I mean, certainly somebody has given a 15 second hand job. People have come through their pants just from sitting on them, you know?
Yes. Right.
I don't know why I said that, but if I could give a hand job in 15 seconds, if I could just choose and be like, here it comes, 15 seconds, I'd probably give more of them.
Really?
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, because then I would be like, I'm good. Wow.
Yeah, I prioritize me coming and then be like, all right, let's get you done.
Right, right. It's, got things
let's
to
wrap
do
this
here.
Up.
Yeah. Let's wrap this up is never something that I want in my brain. Woo. All right.
Well, it's there forever. Sorry, babe.
Okay, so this is my last one for you.
Okay.
Two demon girls torture a guy with sensual sex and teasing till he explodes. And then I also have, there's another one. It's a two for one. And then there's this one because they're very similar. Okay. Sexy evil girl ruins two orgasms and still wants more cum. So messy.
Okay.
Lots of like evil demons
and
hand jobs.
Did the first one even mention a hand job? I guess
no.
It was tagged. It was tagged with a hand job.
They're
the second one, there's tons
jobs.
Of cum even though it's a ruined orgasm.
Yes.
And I
still
wager,
wants more cum. So
I mean, am I being a purist to say that, like, if you're ruining an orgasm, aren't you, like, not letting the person come? Or
I
do
mean,
you think they ruin it and then are like, okay, now you've earned it?
Well, I mean, we got to do an episode on ruined orgasms.
We
got
to do a ruined orgasm episode because I realize I genuinely don't know and
right,
I had assumptions. Wow. And no one.
And we are looking at everything.
We are looking at everything and assumptions make an ASS out of you and me. So.
Let's take a break.
This This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. To take you to a paradise land. This is a video called Pretty Blonde Girl Reaches in My Car and Jerks Me Off. And it is set in a tent city in Los Angeles, is pretty much what it felt like. Which, no shade. I genuinely was like, is that the situation? Are these people just like making the best of it and they're just making some videos? But
it was
okay. Pornhub doesn't make it easy to see or know or.
Right. We have no idea who's in this video. We just know that we don't see the man because we're obviously being told he's not important. What is important is his dick, and it's out
just
in
his
car.
Just his genitalia sticking out of his unzipped pants. He's sitting in the driver's seat of his car.
He calls over a young woman, asking for directions while he's jerking himself off. And then somehow—
He's looking for Main Street. Let's just clock that.
I know.
I'm looking for directions. I'm looking for Main Street.
I know. Immediately, I'm like, Main Street, USA, downtown Disney. That's what I think when I hear Main Street. I don't know about you, but
I had a Main Street in my like small town in Colorado. I just think Main Street, and I'm
everyone
like, you don't know,
Main Street.
Like
everyone imaginary has a Main Street.
In the invite, which feels like we're in an urban environment in this video, and I'm like, is there a Main Street in any city that I know?
No, not any.
There
big
must
city.
Be, but if there would be,
could you imagine the chaos that would ensue if there was a Main Street in every big city? Like that would like how big. First of all, that
you mean if it literally was a Main Street as well as being called Main Street?
Yes, yes.
If Broadway was called Main Street, like I would call Broadway Main Street in New York.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Yes. Houston Main Street. I don't know.
But
yeah,
like,
but it gets more of a small town vibe. So
yes, it is.
It's a strange
because
story choice
street.
That we're yes, we're really fixated on this.
Yeah, I mean,
let's move on.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, what this video does is just sets the precedent that when you say, hey, miss, you'll get a blowjob or a hand job.
Hand job,
you know? And this is like what, I'm like, dude, is this what I get catcalled? Like, is this what guys think is going to happen?
Think will happen.
Yes.
This certainly is a video leaning into that fantasy for the male viewer.
Right.
For
the
catcalling viewer. It's like,
oh,
it worked. Way to go, bud.
Yeah.
Definitely going to happen for me next time.
How dare you perpetuate this, you know? He basically like tricks her, not tricks her, but he's like, he's like jiggling. He's like doing the thing. Like I hate this thing when like guys are like jiggling their dick, like
and they waggle
dick.
Their dick back
they
and
waggle
forth.
It, yeah, to be like thing. Check it out. You know, like,
you're like,
look,
that
at
actually,
ding-a-ling-ling.
That makes it look so much less appealing.
Yeah, that makes it make me want to laugh at it.
It feels like it's like a fun noodle, like a pool noodle that you want to try to jam into me, like a floppy noodle. And that's just like not really
that's
conducive.
Not making me, you know, that's not making me turned on.
Yes.
That's making me want to giggle at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he like jiggles his dick at her. And he's like, oh, come on, just touch it, just a little bit, come on.
Yeah.
He's like kind of coerces her into touching it. And she's like, oh, I mean, I have a boyfriend. I mean, I guess I'll just touch it. It's nice and soft. Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, actually, the line was, this is getting so crazy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. Like,
yeah.
This is getting pretty crazy.
It
like,
is.
It's just a really... just a choice. Yeah. A choice piece of dialogue.
Right. And he's like, nobody's gonna see. He's like really just trying to
live a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Come on, honey. You only look YOLO, let's do this thing. I want you to jerk me off. So she does. She gets a hand job. She does a nice little two-handed jerk.
Mm-hmm. Jangling of the bracelets throughout.
Which was key for me.
Yes.
You know? And she just was doing the thing where she was like, like making like the like excited face when like there's nothing really happening for her. But she just was like,
she was just
panting.
Thrilled to be giving a random hand job.
Right.
And like could not ask for a more awkward, like as if a hand job wasn't already a difficult endeavor as we've covered. Or a bit of a chore to do it through the car of a window.
Yes.
Nope. Through the window of a car.
Yes.
Ooh, she's firing on all cylinders today. And to have to like lean over.
Reach
I just imagine
in.
The car being like dusty and dirt,
of
like
course.
Getting your clothes dirty on the outside of the car. And,
I'm like her
trying
arms
to find
are
your
tired.
Angle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There was fully sweat on her lip at one point too.
Oh yeah,
she's like
she
really
was
going for it.
Yeah.
It's also important to note this is like a what? Was it like a 7 or 11 minute video? I feel like it was one
like,
of the two.
Yeah, it was like 8 minutes or something. Yeah.
And there's a lot of crossfades. So the other narrative that this is perpetuating is that
there's time has passed.
Yes, that you well that you could it's time has passed, but what because it's crossfades and we're just going through it, it makes it feel like, oh, this hand job is just a quickie and like here we
right.
go, very easy, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, that bitch was there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
Just jangling those bracelets, working up a sweat.
Yes. And he comes.
A lot of cum.
She continues to jerk him off. And then she's like, ooh, glad I ran into you. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you have cum on your hands. You know?
Also, he gives her a paper towel. And I thought in my mind, I go, oh, what a gentleman, like sarcastically.
Yes.
And she genuinely, as I'm thinking that, goes, just a gentleman.
I know.
I was like, if that's the bar that he
ladies,
gave you something to wipe his jizz on, like, minimum.
I know.
Minimum, guys.
Yeah. Like, and, dry paper towel isn't enough to wipe off.
Yeah, that. She's going to have jizz smell
There's,
on
it
her
lingers.
Hands.
Like, it
lingers. Stickiness.
Right.
Yes. She needs. She needs
listeners,
sort of,
you know. You're going to have to wash something. There needs to be some water involved.
Yeah. At least give it a rinse.
I know.
Good Lord.
good God. And she goes, and as she walks off into the sunset, she says, I hope you find where you were going. And I thought, me too. Me too.
I wish you'd said, like, I hope you find what you're looking for. You know, just to give it a little romance, a little, like, the parting of the lovers, you know?
Then we get a nice little freeze frame at the end for a couple seconds of just her face holding the dick with the cum coming out, being like, wow.
For some reason.
I don't know. I didn't ask for it.
Not enough porns end with awkward freeze frames, if you ask me, you know?
Or like a tableau.
Like, when's the last time you ended a porn with someone, like a group of people jumping up and cheering and it freezing while they're in the air? Like, let's bring that back.
We need it.
Yeah.
Bring it into the porn space, I should say. Absolutely.
Let's take more tropes from cheesy family movies and put them into porn.
I mean, I've been saying this for years.
You have. It's recorded on this podcast.
Okay, so we talk about the other vid?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Hand Job Training. It's directed by Irina Vega from 2018, starring Sylvan, who we're fans of, we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Alt Porn For You is who produced it, but we found it on a Pink Label.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I love a porn with closed captions. I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, we have talked about it. I didn't even think about that. So he's speaking Spanish.
Yes.
and we get subtitles, and mm-hmm. instantly somehow it's sexier.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
a
really,
cheat. It's a cheat that we're here for. Yeah.
Immediately turned on. I'm like, mm-hmm. he's speaking like Spanish, like Barcelonian Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's an accent. Don't quote me on it. Yeah,
it is.
And he's like explaining how to give a really good hand job. And, you know, it's great. It's really, I mean, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I love an instructional video that seems like clinical, that is some, and that is also
sexy.
Sexual, you know?
Yes.
There's something weird about that taboo
yeah,
factor.
We've done a couple of those in close range of each other.
Yes.
And part of me was like, are we going to do another instructional video? And I was like,
right.
We are, because it's a hand job and we cannot yes. talk about hand jobs without talking about the instructional component of the
Let's
culture
learn.
Around hand jobs.
Yes.
And what a sexy, like, I would take this over 8,000 articles in Cosmo.
Yes.
And he doesn't even really like throw out that many like wild techniques.
No.
Like he kind of just starts being like, I'm just running like my fingers down the base of my cock and like
yeah.
getting blood into the chambers and getting really hard.
Right.
And then he does what Cosmo would call the sausage wrap.
Yes. But what's interesting is he does this thing where he does like he tightens it from the top to the bottom. Yeah. Right. So like the blood runs mm-hmm. through the chambers and gets the cock hard. And he basically has like two hands, like he's holding with both of his hands on either side of his cock, like just up and down, kind of like squeezing it to like get blood flowing.
Yeah. Anatomically.
Yeah.
And I bet this is going to be me being like, hey, did you find this out? And you're like,
yes.
No, bitch, I didn't come prepared to answer your questions that you didn't prep me with. Do we know? So, you know, the bottom of a cock, the
yeah.
part that often like gets engorged with blood, that's almost like its own channel right down the center of the underside of the cock. What do
yes.
we call that?
Ooh, I don't know, but I know that there are two muscles on the others on both sides, and then there
mm-hmm.
is a channel down the middle, and I don't know what the exact term is for it.
We need to come up with a nickname for that.
Yeah.
It's a very important region and
it
also
is.
Just like element of any cock.
Right, right.
And
it's like those are like the
I don't
three
know what
main-
to call it. Your English channel, your Colorado River.
We'll call it the English channel. That seems right. The English channel, it's all three of them are erectile tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's basically like stimulating blood to get there and for it to become erect. And,
yes.
you know, he's giving you some great tips. He's basically like, have fun, play with the pace, play with the rhythm. The thing about sex is that it's pretty intuitive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if you're going with your gut and your instincts and you're having a good time, it's going to be fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is basically like what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And
he also recommends lube and says
yes.
saliva is really useful. It slides
right.
more. And so he's spitting on his own cock a bunch
which,
in this video, which is
I really, yeah, I was like, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of pressing of the perineum.
Yeah.
Which I was
yeah.
like, oh, this is fascinating. And it was cool to see it, too, because it's like, I think some people are like, oh, the taint's like, that's kinky, you know? But it's really, I mean, it makes sense.
It's right
when you're
there.
Looking at it. It's right there.
Just handy.
You know?
Just a little like,
just
hey,
below
give it a rub.
The balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And he's like, you can play with the scrotum. You can play with the anus. Maybe pull and tighten on the scrotum, things like that. And just like keep it lubricated. And then he goes into detail about how, you know, he's uncircumcised. So like his glands or like the head is very sensitive. And also, you know, he shows you like you can only do up at the top, or you can only do the middle, or you can only stimulate the bottom. Like it just kind of depends. And then he also
Wait,
shows you.
This is going to get us into trouble. Maybe we'll cut it later. He's circumcised or he's uncircumcised, and therefore the head of his penis is more sensitive.
Oh, did I say he's not circumcised?
What did you say?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Neither do I.
Okay.
He's uncircumcised.
Yeah, he's
not
uncircumcised.
Also,
yes.
let's just leave it in because the other funny thing
yeah.
that I'll just confess to is like every time I hear the word circumcised or uncircumcised,
right.
I have to do math in my brain to remind myself which is which.
Right.
Because it's so weird to me to say that you're uncircumcised is
when
your
there's
like
nothing. Yeah.
Nothing was taken out. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Like you're uncut.
Right.
You know, is a weird way to. To
right.
talk about like how you're biologically like born. It's
exactly.
just a weird reverse engineering of terminology that
right.
always trips me up.
Because it's making
Continue.
You think that you need
it makes
to
it,
be cut.
Yeah, it's designed
you know?
To like make it sound like that's
the normal way. Is
the abnormal thing is
yes.
to be uncircumcised.
It's to be natural. Right.
And I'm like, but that's how we're born. Like, exactly. It just confuses, the terminology confuses me.
I know.
Either way, your dick, your preference. Yes, but like,
absolutely.
The terminology is all I had to get into there. It confuses me.
And you know what? I hear you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so Sylvan's jerking himself off, telling us about it. And he also does a little like edging, little orgasm training.
Yeah, that actually is kind of the thesis of the video. Like the description is like, Sylvan teaches you to how to make your sex sessions longer, training by hand jobs, which I was like, ah, this is more just about like, have fun exploring your body. He actually says at one point, you're fucking yourself, and doing that is actually almost, if not more important than sex with other people. And I was like, strong agree. And he talks about like needing to tell partners what you like and that kind of thing. But yes, a lot of what the video is focused on is like, here's how, like, bring yourself close to orgasm and then stop and
then
relax.
Pull off, which I thought
wait
was
till
hot
you
to
calm
watch.
Down. Yeah. And it was really hot to watch him get really worked up and then be like, whew, and then you relax. And like, he clearly was into it because it, as it went on, he like struggled a little more to be focused and like speak clearly. You know, he was like getting caught up in it. And that is, again, is that hotness, that heat.
Yes, and also, like, being, like, as he's talking, he's like, and I'm feeling close to coming, you know? And it was like, got me turned on for sure. And then, you know, and I also love the little thumbs up afterwards. Yes. At the end of the video.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love a porn video that ends with a thumbs up, you know?
Again, if the only thing that would have been better is if somebody else ran into frame and they high-fived while they were jumping and then they froze. They froze frame, freeze framed.
Yeah.
On that image.
Wow. I learned a lot, I have to say, for preparation for this episode and also watching that video. I was like, I learned a lot. You know, the possibilities are endless with a hand job is what I'm learning. And, you know, maybe it's time for us to all bring them back, put them back on the menu.
Yeah, maybe we bring back hand jobs, you know?
I'm for it.
I'm going to leave that to you, Rachel, because I feel like I did my part for 2021. Okay. But
okay, all right, fair.
I support exploration of all kinds for all kinds of people.
That's fair.
You know?
Thank you guys so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a sweet little 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop your handle and we'll tag you and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.